Scientists have been looking through space for objects known as brown dwarfs. Those are somewhat smaller gatherings of dust and gas that blink, if you will, but fail to ignite like the sun. Astronomers from the UW-Madison, Vanderbilt University, and a telescope institute say that based on observations made over the last decade, they've not only found two of the dwarfs in mutual orbit, but for the first time they've been able to weigh and measure the radius of the failed stars. Kayvon Stassen was one of the leaders of the project at Madison and is now an astronomy professor at Vanderbilt. He says using orbit readings and laws of motion to get an accurate sense of the mass helps establish key relationships.
I like to say these brown dwarfs are a kind of Rosetta Stone that tell us what true brown dwarfs actually look like in terms of their other physical properties, their brightnesses, their temperatures.
Stassen says astronomers can now go back and reassess hundreds of other objects they thought were brown dwarfs and see if they're right. He says the discovery is also a step toward answering the long-standing question in astrophysics of how do stars form.
And now we're at the point where we're able to make the specific quantitative kinds of measurements about the processes that lead to stars like our sun, solar systems like our own. And those are critical steps ultimately in understanding our very origins as a species, as part of life in the universe.
Stassen says astronomers also want to know why nature sometimes, or maybe most of the time, produces stars that are too weak to ignite. But he says he's not worried about finding a replacement for our current sun. He agrees with most scientists who predict the sun will last another 5 billion years. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.